The hair on the backs of the necks of the bayonet-fixed soldiers stood on end. They did not have to understand English to recognize the cries of a man begging for his life. Several of the soldiers facing the crowd turned around and took a step backwards to look at the condemned man.
"Eyes front!"
an officer shouted.
"Turn around!"
another echoed. Too late. Too many soldiers had stepped backwards. The double line that had previously been straight now resembled a sidewinder snake. Non-commissioned officers stepped out of the line to shout and shove and push and punch their curiously morbid men back into the ranks. But the officers and NCOs, in their quest to restore order, had themselves created gaps in the line. The crowd sensed the sudden vulnerability of the Germans and surged forward until they were barging and banging against the barrier. The soldiers and civilians were almost eyeball to eyeball. The soldiers' eyes were wide open and bulging with fear. The civilians' eyes were wide open and bloodshot with hatred. The struggling man lost control of his bowels. The stench of feces wafted over the waiting crowd as the condemned man soiled himself and fainted. Another soldier left his position beside the SS Sturmbannführer to haul the unconscious man to his feet. But what to do? The Sturmbannführer asked himself. They couldn't hang an unconscious man, could they? Wouldn't that be breaking the rules? He bit his lip in indecision. While he was mulling this over in his mind, an SS motorcycle dispatch rider mounted the stairs, walked across the gallows platform, saluted, and gave the Sturmbannführer an envelope.
"What now, for God's sake?"
The Sturmbannführer was exasperated. "I'm rather busy here." The dispatch rider ignored the Sturmbannführer's hostility and kept an expressionless poker face.
"Vom Brigadeführer Schuster, you are to read the letter immediately."
"Christ, my hands are tied up at the moment. I'll deal with this later." He thrust the envelope inside the breast pocket of his tunic.
"But, sir," the dispatch rider protested, "my instructions were to make sure that you read..." "Drag him to the rear,"
Sturmbannführer interrupted, pointing to the unconscious prisoner.
"Bring another hostage forward to take his place. And while we're at it, drag this idiot to the rear as well."
He pointed at the dispatch rider.
"One more word out of you, son, and I'll string you up with the rest of them," he threatened. "Get him out of my sight."
Two SS troopers who had originally been guarding the unconscious man and the two SS soldiers who had left their position to help each picked up a limb and dragged the helpless hostage from the platform. Another two stormtroopers left their positions to pull another prisoner forward. Yet another SS man left the Sturmbannführer to escort the dispatch rider to the rear. But the struggling hostage had set a precedent. The man who was being brought forward to replace him began to scream and shout and kick out his legs. A lucky kick caught the knee of an SS guard, who collapsed with howls of pain as he clutched his damaged kneecap. The prisoner's hands were tied behind his back. He was off balance and unsteady on his feet. He refused to cooperate and slumped to the ground. The Sturmbannführer detailed another two of his men to help. The hostage continued to struggle. The soldiers couldn't pull him to his feet. The stormtrooper lost his patience and snapped. There was a sickening crunch as the hard wood and steel of the soldier's rifle butt smacked into the soft flesh and bone of the hostage's head. The man's screams were cut off abruptly, like a gramophone record whose needle had been broken. The crowd sighed like a huge wounded primeval beast. The crowd was no longer a collection of isolated, independent individuals. The crowd had become a living, breathing organism with a heart and soul, a single entity, a creature made of flesh and blood. And that blood now surged through its body, pumping up towards its brain, a brain which now thought, a brain with a will, a brain that wanted revenge. The crowd ebbed and surged against the barrier like a wave breaking on the beach. Each successive surge wore away at the confidence of the soldiers facing them, like a wave wearing away at a cliff face. The wave would find the weakest point in the cliff face and would create a hole and cause the cliff face to crumble. The soldiers would erode. It was simply a matter of time. The crowd found the weakest point. The SS Sturmbannführer now only had one man standing beside him. He seemed oblivious to his complete lack of protection. The crowd pushed against the barrier and forced it to bend.